hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, the Trump administration announces that food assistance for some 40 million Americans will be cut off as of this weekend. President right now is in Tokyo. He has met with the emperor and will meet with the country's first woman prime minister later tonight. Hurricane Melissa has already killed three people in Haiti and is now headed for eastern Cuba and for Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston, Jamaica.
Now, right now, it is a little light. The rain is coming down intermittently. The wind is a little light, starting to pick up. That's expected to get really, really intense. This storm has forced airport shutdowns island-wide, sending residents here in a scramble for supplies in what could be the strongest storm to hit Jamaica ever.
Russia has tested a new nuclear-powered cruise missile capable of reaching nearly 9,000 miles. That as the Ukraine war drags on and as the Kremlin warns the U.S. against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia. This is ABC News. Mass shooting at Lincoln University during the Pennsylvania College's homecoming weekend.
Officials say the shots were fired outside of the university's International Cultural Center following a football game. Authorities arresting Dekaeus Morgan Thompson on gun charges, but they say it's not clear whether his weapon was used in the shooting. So far, authorities say they don't believe this incident was a planned mass shooting.
ABC's Morgan Norwood, one person was killed in that shooting, six others injured, and classes have been canceled for today. Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed have voted to reject the company's latest offer. They continue their strike against Boeing that began almost 3 months ago. Tinder rules are changing, so if you're an online dater, you're going to have to take a selfie video of yourself going forward.
There are some security concerns. You are giving over some of your biometric data to the match group. Tinder does say that they delete these videos shortly after they're used.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Packers came out on top last night over their former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Not only did Packer QB Jordan Love surpass Rodgers, but he also beat out Brett Favre's record for the longest completion streak by a Packers QB. Favre set that record all the way back in 2007. Final score, 35-25 Packers. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. Around 7:45 a.m., investigators found a body outside a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities have not released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just offshore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name, pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record nearly 300 pounds of unwanted medications during Saturday's drug take-back day this weekend. Police say officers took in about 275 pounds of unused and expired medications between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate drug take-back day, police want to remind you that you can dispose of old, unused medications any weekday in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers sink the Steelers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers with a high right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and the song that changed the entire musical direction of the entire world in 64.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold.
I can hide, I can hide, understand when I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love
stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, one of the nicest guys in all of showbiz, ever. Seriously. Of all the people I've had the great fortune to interview, three of the nicest were all British. Now, that's got no slam against anybody who was American or Canadian or whatever. It's just that Davy Jones and Peter Noon and Graham Nash were all just kind as could be to me. And they didn't have to be. So it was, I mean, they were just nice people, which is reassuring, you know, and they still are. Well, I mean, obviously not Davey's past, but Graham Nash, Peter Noon, just nice, nice people. I'm Dan Marcus. Coffee's hitting the spot this morning. I'm feeling a little wound up after that Packer victory. I was up late last night. I seldom, because of the hours I have to keep, Don't get to watch the end of the Sunday night game, but I made sure I did this one, and it was just an enjoyable game to watch. Packers rallied. I thought the running game looked pretty good. Jordan Love was on fire. Tucker Kraft was just not to be denied. And Micah Parsons got his sack of Aaron Rodgers that he had been wanting. So, I mean, everything just fell into place last night. So now we've got to deal with the next opponent. I haven't even been looking past this game. I don't even know who we're playing next. I'll get back to you on that. And I'm sure you already do. But, yeah, doing well. This is a good time to start hitting your stride in the season. And right now, the time 7:15 at WGBW.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh,
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I have personally told Three Dog Night that when they hold a concert at their merch table, they should sell Jeremiah Bullfrog wine glasses. Still waiting for them to do that.
Didn't they try to find
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman is next with the news. She'll be dancing her way into the studio with this one from Wadsworth Mansion on WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom.
40 million low-income households.
Try again, my fault.
All right, from the 97.9 WGBW newsroom. Now we're both on it today, Dan. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Green Bay Packers leave Pittsburgh with a win for the first time since Bart Starr was quarterback in 1970. The Pack came out on top with a 35-25 score over the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. Micah Parsons achieved his personal goal to sack Rodgers, who got sacked two more times by Rashawn Gray. Next up for the Pack, hosting the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau this Sunday. Well, the temps may have gotten cold enough to freeze plants, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants you to keep protecting yourself against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes.
No one was hurt, but Green Bay police confirm a shooting did happen yesterday afternoon on the city's west side. Police say the shooting happened just before noon near the 1700 block of Western Avenue. Witnesses say the gunshots were fired between a car and a person on foot. Both allegedly fled the scene. If you have any information, police are asking you to contact them, use the tip line, or call Crime Stoppers. With news in top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Emergency offices are open with limited capacity. Don't forget, that means dairy producers and beef producers. You can protect the value of that beef entity on your farm. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, dairy analyst with EverAg, explains some of the reasons why you want to look at that next.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
A new dairy beef insurance tool is something that a lot of producers should be taking a look at now. Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, explains the benefits.
Right now, the profit is coming from the calf values because the milk prices are only lackluster. And it was kind of perfect timing that USDA launched this product right at the same time that calf values are hitting new record high levels. And so we have been encouraging dairy producers to go out and learn more to see if it would be a good fit for their farm. Because while the milk prices you can protect for next year are only so-so, you can go out and protect nearly record high calf prices out till next summer.
Katie Burgess, a dairy analyst with EverAg, giving some advice on how to protect one component of the financial pie on Wisconsin dairy operations. And again, remember, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency offices, open with limited capacity, can take your application. Markets are next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
On Friday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 177. 40-pound block cheese was up a nickel and a quarter at 177 and three quarters. The AA butter 4 cents higher at 160 and a quarter. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 13 cents, 1798. December corn up a nickel at 428. March is up 6 cents, 443. November soybeans are up 16 cents at 1057. January up 15 cents at 1075. The July wheat currently 9 cents stronger, 559 a bushel. Not a bad start to a Monday. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers with a high right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Just holding you tight. So live.
It's 97.9 WGBW. What a great show at the Meyer Theater Friday night. The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Terrific.
Yeah.
Local news timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. I was talking about the Linda Ronstadt Experience concerts at the Meyer Theater last Friday night. And so many people came up and they said one of two things. Actually, one of three things. they said, we didn't know your station was there. Thank you for bringing the music back. Or they said, we know your station's there. Thank you for bringing the music back. Or they said, Dan, did Vicky put the meatloaf in? Which is great. So that was fun. That was fun. But a great turnout and what a wonderful performance. And now another the show coming to the Meyer Theater I want to bring to your attention. It's called Under the Street Lamp. It's coming November 15th to the Meyer. Music of Bobby Darin, the Beach Boys, Dion, and it's performed by former stars of the hit show Jersey Boys. So that's going to be good. So, again, that's November 15th. We'll tell you more about it as it gets closer here at WGBW. One thing that is closer is Laura McKenna is going to be live at the new location of Pet Supplies Plus in Howard. They've got an expanded store. They moved to get more space. And so they've got supplies for cats, fish, small pets, exotic animals. There's a new and improved self-service dog wash, which I'm going to look into. It's in the Urban Edge Center on Lineville Road in Howard. It's Saturday between 10 and 2 that Laura will be there, and you can register to win a getaway trip to Chula Vista Resorts in the Dells. That's Saturday, 10 to noon. On WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity to pad that resume, or maybe you just like helping out, I got just the event for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Wonders by Women is hosting a student-led volunteer opportunity for youth in the Green Bay area to help support the CART Auxiliary, a local nonprofit animal rescue, by providing them with toys as well as other items. Your participating in this event means you'll be making a variety of toys, fabric tug bones for dogs, cats, and other critters. So check it out. Sign up today. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
At Hazel and Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazel and Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 FM. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping.
And timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Connie Feldman has the news, the local news, as we broadcast from near City Deck, downtown Green Bay. 36 degrees, 750 and a half. That half is important to somebody who needs to be somewhere at 751.
When you're weary, feeling small.
Comes and Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Sun coming out in downtown Green Bay. It's not California sun, but I'll take it. WGBW, Connie has the news next after ABC.
Short and the nights are long. Where they walk, and I'm a they twist, and I'll miss, they shimmy, and I'll shimmy.
California girls are really the most. Where they walk, and I'm on. They twist, and I'll twist. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fight, and I'll fight. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Aika Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They are blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica.